I will owe this audience an apology to them, let's face it.
You will, but, you know, not really your fault.
Thank you. Thank you. Not really my fault.
Yeah.
But let me pre-apologize. That was a term we came up with a few years ago. I'm slumped. I'm in here slumped. I'm on two fridge cigs. I had to. I told Chris Dim I had to get two fridge cigs.
Biggie has given you the full papal dispensation.
Thank you. I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
We chronicled last week. I was on a whirlwind trip to New York from the Tanger Center here locally to go see a couple of Broadway shows. And Chris Dim's been on this junket before. These are media folks going for 36 hours.
It's fantastic, but the flight home is a wild card because of our schedules.
It's a roll of the dice. The flight coming back from New York yesterday, we saw a show, The Outsiders, at...
Did you cry?
No, but boy, everybody else did.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
If there was one show, the first show, mm-hmm. not your specialty.
Well, let me get a moment here, and I want to
now
get
hold
it
up. You're getting things out of order.
Hold on a minute. Let me. The flight last night.
Let's do that.
The
first.
Outsiders ends. We had a 3 o'clock showing of The Outsider. It goes till 5:30. Go back to the hotel. Get the luggage. Got to go to the airport. We get the airport 6:15. Flight's at 8 o'clock. Okay, great. On the way to the airport, for the first time, a little rain. It starts. There's a storm. I mean, literally, we're in the car on the way to the airport. The bus. And somebody says, you know, that's going to delay the flight. I said, no, sir. We cannot.
It's rained. It's just your 2025.
It's just rain. Well, immediately, everybody's phone's buzzing. Flight delayed. 15-minute delay.
Yep, bingo.
Okay. So the flight goes from 8 to 8:15. And here I am, hashtag Rube in the city. And I said, gang, it's only 15 minutes. And they said, oh, sweetheart, that's going to grow.
That's just the start.
We're at LaGuardia.
That's how they start.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, uh-oh. And we get in. We go through TSA and all that. And somebody says, you might as well go get dinner because it's going to be a while. And I look at my phone app thing, and now it says from 8 o'clock now, 8:42 is the projected time to take off.
Have you been to your gate, your assigned gate?
Not yet, but it told me 8:42, and when I got to that gate, the sign did say 8:42.
My follow-up, if I will, if
yes.
I may.
Yes.
Was there an aeroplane at the gate?
No. No. That was
not a good sign.
That was the problem. Everybody said.
That's always the sign.
Well,
because it hadn't
said,
arrived yet. That's
said,
the problem.
People said, sweetheart, you don't know. You don't know air travel. I said, I do not. I am not.
I just got this the other day. Real ID. I've been cleared to fly.
Did everyone on your trip have their real ID?
Well, yeah, we all had something because we all got there. And by the way, the man who kept emailing me about being like holding my hand through TSA on the way to New York, he was there. He came. He said,
he shepherded you through.
Come on.
Everybody stand aside, he said.
Clear a path. Rube here.
Rube in the city.
Is that a celebrity? No.
No. No.
No.
We have a Rube in the city. And he just took my hand and walked me all the way. But now, LaGuardia, I did not have that treatment.
I'm going to put this leash on you. Just in case you try to run into one of the Hudson Newses.
Right, right. So we get to the airport now. It is 8:42, and we do start to board. And it's
there is an airplane there.
I guess the plane got there, and everything was good. So we get on at 8:42, and I say to everyone, boom, okay, we're a little late. We were supposed to originally land at like 9:45. Now it's going to be, I'd say, 10:30, giving me, 5 hours sleep, 4.5 hours sleep. So, all right, got it. Well, we sat and we sat and we sat on the plane.
Have you pushed away from the gate?
Yes, we had backed up from the gate.
So now you're just in a line.
Yes. And the pilot comes up. Now, we'd already been on it 45 minutes. And the pilot comes on. And I think he's going to say, all right, we're getting ready.
We're next.
We're next. And he says, we got some unsettled weather here in the New York area. So we've changed our flight plan numerous times. And we finally got a good flight plan for you here, folks. We're about 25th in line. It's going to be about another 45 minutes till we take off. And my heart just sank. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Did your lips start to quiver?
Yeah. That's when I cried. Mm. And we,
not for Pony Boy.
No, not for Pony Boy. And it was after 10. We sat on the plane from 8:45 till 10:15 on the plane. That's miserable. That is terrible.
I'll tell you, I give your pilot credit. I was tracking your trip.
You were? Oh, thank you. thanks.
You said you weren't going to do that, Biggie.
Yeah, well, I was. I was tracking. I figured out how to know at least when you were going to land.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up at my normal time, about 1 a.m. I checked to see if your plane had arrived, which you can do.
Yes.
And it did. And let me tell you, your pilot made up some time. That was a pretty short flight. And I guess they have to get permission to do that. But he gunned it.
What did he?
He made up some time there. I mean, that compared to other trips from LaGuardia to here, he slid in about 30 minutes early.
Oh, good.
30?
Wow.
Okay.
Well, we landed about 11:45, and I got in bed about 12:30. So that's why I'm pre-apologizing to this audience. I'm on, you know, 2.5. For 3 hours.
What's your caffeine intake so far?
2 fridge cigs and another one. Look, if I need...
You got one loaded?
Yeah, well, I'm put the clarion call out to BB Shea.
Yeah, I might tell him, bring it all for us. Just bring it.
Let's go. So the plays we saw... You're going to be really surprised by this. We saw Hell's Kitchen.
I've never heard of this.
I hadn't either. I didn't know anything about it. Not one thing.
And I've only seen the movie The Outsiders once and ages ago.
I need to clear something up as well. I've never seen The Outsiders. And I didn't know anything about it. When people say,
"Oh my God, this movie's made for you."
You're a play along?
This has been my I've played along
you
on this one.
You have played along. A pony boy with us and everything.
You've done it in this room with Biggie and me. How dare you?
Would you all say
Stolen Valor?
Well, 100%.
Stolen Valor.
100%. Would you all say Stay Gold Pony Boy? I don't even know what that means. I have no idea what that means.
My God.
Right. I didn't have a clue about either show going into it, except I knew that The Outsiders in movie form starred a million people
who became world famous.
Exactly. And so I knew it was like a group. All I knew was it was a group of like folks from the wrong side of the tracks and fighting with socialites and all that. But now Hell's Kitchen is a show. It was loosely based, I believe, on Alicia Keys' life.
Oh.
And she grew up in Hell's Kitchen, New York, with a single mother. And so it dealt with racial inequality and teenage romance. And you'd think I'd be uncomfortable with these things. All right?
Very. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I know.
Look out of place in the audience.
Of course.
Just describing it, my skin is crawling.
I know.
Your description.
I'm uncomfortable for you.
I know. Well, a group of 10 of us were in there, and it says, like, Alicia Keys presents Hell's Kitchen. That's, you know.
Was her music featured throughout?
Well, yes.
Okay.
But I didn't know that till after intermission, because I don't know.
Yeah.
And I said to somebody, I was like, man, this music is really good. And they're like, well, it's Alicia Keys. I was like, it is?
She's talented. Yeah, she is. All the Grammys prove it.
Is that
it.
Her? No, you idiot. She's a grown woman.
Yeah, but I don't have clue one about Alicia Keys or her music, but count me as a fan because this was a tremendous performance. I mean, going into it, I was like, all right, let's just see. And by the end, I love that show.
Well.
Yeah. I was sent the description of the show ahead of you going, and I was like, He is not going to fit in.
Great, great show.
I bet people around you were murmuring, his second wife must be black. He must have married somebody else.
Great show. I'm telling you that I would highly recommend Hell's Kitchen, which I knew nothing about going in.
Yeah.
And I like that. You know, it's like, okay, you don't know anything about it.
And her, I mean, Alicia Keys. Yeah.
Her music is
unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, by the second act, I was like, well, I heard that song before.
Yeah.
I've heard
yeah.
that song before. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Alicia Keys.
I'd love to see it.
Did you not bring your reader so you couldn't read the program?
I decided against. I had to.
They give you a.
Well, I know they did. Yeah. I know they did. But
a playbill, they call them.
I don't like. I like to have it come at me without knowing what songs are coming in that kind
okay.
of thing. So I held the playbill and didn't even open it. And watched the show and loved it. Now, that was Saturday night. And fantastic. Well, then we go to The Outsiders on Sunday. Again, I have been stealing valor for 35 years on The Outsiders. People say, The Outsiders. I go, oh incredible. Man. Never saw it. Didn't know anything about it. You all talk about Soda Pop and Pony Boy and all that. And I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in cold on that one as well. tremendous, tremendous show. I like Hell's Kitchen better.
Okay.
Everybody else liked The Outsiders better.
Really?
But I liked Hell's Kitchen better. Yes. So it was a real, we were back and forth on that. You know, that was the conversation on the bus to the airport.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was which you liked better. And I was the only one that held out for Hell's Kitchen. Now, The Outsiders had great performances also. One of the guys.
Is it a musical or just pure drama?
Musical.
Okay.
They,
okay.
They added songs, they had songs to it. Yeah. Think you'll appreciate this. The guy that played Soda Pop. Now, Christian won't get this. The guy that played Soda Pop was Aiden's oldest son in Sex and the City.
Really?
The Sex and the City.
Okay,
reboot.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they went for that one.
Yeah, episode. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, gang. And by the way, the crew that went, now these are all big, mostly women. In fact, on the way from the airport in New York to get into Manhattan, it was me in the bus mm-hmm. with nine women. Another guy met us there.
Oh, I see.
He had already been in New York, so he met us for the shows that night. But it was me and nine women, and the Sex and the City reboot came up. And I said, oh, I love that show. And they were like, ah-ha-ha, don't make fun of us. And I said, no, I...
No, seriously, let's talk about the finale.
You don't know me.
They thought I was mocking them. And I said, I love that show. They were like, oh, really?
Ha-ha.
Right.
Who did Carrie marry? I was like, Big. And they were like, oh.
No.
Wait.
He what?
He knows his stuff.
Well, what boyfriend came back in the reboot for season two? I said, Aiden.
Give me a challenge.
Challenge me. And they said, okay, here's a challenge. Who's Charlotte's new best friend? I said, Lisa Todd Wexley. And they were like, oh.
My God.
He's one of us, guys.
I didn't even know that.
You know Lisa Todd Wexley?
I didn't know her last name.
Well, you know, so then I was like in the club and we were discussing.
All right.
Okay. And they all said they hate watched this season because it was terrible, but they love the characters. Yeah. And you know what I said? I love spending time in the world of these women.
Yeah.
I just said, I'm sorry, well, and I love it.
We just had the finale, and it was, in my opinion,
horrific.
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 Awful. Terrible.
Awful. Awful, awful, awful.
Horrible.
Well, I don't want to give too much away in case the crossover between our P1 audience and those who watch AJLT, as we're calling it on the internet. I don't know if you heard. And just like that, AJLT.
The Sex and the City reboot. Yes.
The one word I kept seeing over and over and over again was the word toilet.
I was going to say turd.
And I don't want to say too much
more. I was going to say turd. Let me tell you, there was in the finale, there's a scene that is so disgusting for any episode of any show. And to put it in the finale.
Unbelievable.
SJP.
Unneeded.
Completely unnecessary. It was awful.
I feel like now, looking back, because they said that no one said it was going to be the finale. And I think they just got to a point where they were like, what are we doing? Let's just stop.
Well, you know what I'm reading is that HBO Max said, we're done. We're not going to renew it. So they had to scramble and make a finale out of it.
Okay.
And because
it didn't feel like a finale.
Not at all.
It doesn't close anything.
Nothing. And Sarah Jessica Parker's like, I love the ending. Like, what ending? It doesn't do 5 minutes of her at the end, like, and that's about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even close. I think I agree with that theory that they said, well, you're not coming back next year, so they had to do something, you know, to make it.
Really, I guess this is somewhat of a spoiler. The ending is pretty much just, I'm okay because I'm me.
Yeah, exactly.
Long as I'm me and I'm alone, that's fine.
And the turd scene. Listen, I'm going to be raw today. I'm on no sleep at a bunch of fridge.
And also, some of the most horrific characters ever introduced to a show.
Awful.
The guests at Thanksgiving.
See, Kristen won't get this.
No, but maybe the most purposely written woke individuals you've ever.
And they all ate a bunch of cheese, and then one of them went to the bathroom, like, oh, I can't handle this cheese.
Epcot. Her name is Epcot.
It's a guy.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Did you catch that?
It's a guy.
It's clearly a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and his name is Epcot, and later they reveal it's a guy.
Yeah.
And he clogs
the
toilet.
My parents were Disney freaks.
And he clogs the toilet and turds everywhere. I'm sorry, I'm off on a tangent now.
To say it was a mess.
Must have been quite a bus ride.
Well, we dissected that now. We dissected that like you wouldn't believe. Oh, and an embarrassing moment at the airport when we landed to get into New York. You know Josie, our friend. We were standing.
Fellow broadcaster in radio.
Another broadcaster. We are all broadcasters. You know, we had that in
common. But she's under our company umbrella.
Correct. And we all, by the way, all from the different companies, had no trouble just ripping up our industry, saying, my God, we have nothing. We are nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did a lot of that at dinner.
Radio, huh?
All right.
You're still in radio?
Yeah. So where are you applying? What?
How many podcasts are you on? What?
You're not keeping this, right?
I hope you're sizzling this.
Y'all doing a sizzle reel? We're all doing a sizzle reel, right? So as Josie, who works with us, and I, we were standing in the airport. Others were using the bathroom, and we were waiting, you know. And a guy comes walking up, and I thought, that's somebody. And we were both staring at him. And it was like, this is, and he had, like, it appeared to be a handler with him, dressed to the nines, with a nice, like, top hat on.
And I was top hat.
Yeah. And I was like, that is somebody. But I could not think of who it was. And so I said, as he walked by, I said, you're somebody. And he looked at me and said, you'll get there too someday. And walked on.
Oh, my God.
It was John C. Reilly of
of Step Brothers fame?
Yes.
Talladega Nights fame?
Yes. Yes.
So he identified you as a special needs person?
I really,
because of what you said to him?
I really...
You're somebody!
I did. I said,
you're right, buddy. You'll get there one day.
I pointed him out. You're somebody! Yeah. And he goes...
You know, I was kind of a lame brain in Boogie Nights, too.
Exactly. And he got about 50 yards down the tarmac, you know, the walking area there in the airport. And I said to Josie, somebody. She goes,
it's you.
She said, she looked him up. She's like, it's John C. Reilly. And I was like, oh my God. So I start to run. And she said,
leave him be. But I want to leave him be.